This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Should have heard me this morning. I sneezed right in the middle of a sentence. That's kind of tough. I do know when to turn my mic off.
No dump button there for Dave Lewis. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples here in studio today. We're talking with Pottawatomie County Schools. We have Lamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter here. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We also have Rock Creek USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
I'll have you get up right on top of that microphone
All
there.
All right.
And so it is November here, and I'm sure a lot of kids at school antsy about Thanksgiving break here coming up here. What, I guess, how has the semester been going over, first of all, at Wamego?
The semester has been going very well, and yes, I think kids are antsy, and I think we probably have a few staff members that are antsy about Thanksgiving break as well. For us, Thanksgiving break starts next Tuesday. We'll go to school next week, Monday and Tuesday, and then they have the rest of the week off. And all of our staff are looking forward to that, and I think they've deserved a break. We've had a great start to the school year, had some great successes, and it'll be nice to have some time with family and friends and give thanks for all the blessings we have.
Kevin, how about a Rock Creek?
I tell you what, it's been a fast first semester. It's hard to believe that we're already to Thanksgiving. Our calendar mirrors Wamego's and the fact that our students go Monday and Tuesday of next week. It's like I said, it's been a blur this first semester. Had so many good things happen through the year. It's just it's really hard to believe that we've got the better part of the first semester behind us. You know, when kids come back from spring break, it'll be focusing in on the end of the semester classes. We started winter sports practices at the high school level this last Monday. We're in the middle end of our junior high girls basketball season, our wrestling season at the middle school. So it's just, like I said, it's kind of a blur.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Well, we have some good news to celebrate here at both schools this time around.
We did at our board meeting Monday night. We recognized some students and a staff member. We had all of our students who qualified for state tennis, state golf, and state cross country. We had three individuals qualifying state tennis, and our doubles team placed third, I believe. We also had our golf team. A girls' golf team qualified for state for the first time ever, but the program has only been in existence for 3 years. This is just our third year of having that program. Some community members and students came to us 3 years ago requesting the permission to start a girls' golf program, and we had some support from our Wamego Area Youth Golf Association helped fund the first 3 years, but that program has definitely proven to be sustainable and very successful, qualifying for state in just year three. So that's an official program now, and we congratulated those kids. And then also we hosted state cross country a few weeks ago. Coach Patton, I believe this is year 32 where he has qualified the boys team for state, 32 consecutive years, and the girls also qualified, and they competed very well and represented the district very well. So we recognized them and congratulated them. And then we also had a elementary teacher, Lori Rice, who teaches fourth grade at West Elementary, was named the Kansas Elementary Social Studies Teacher of the Year. And so we recognized her and congratulated her, and that was a fun thing to do, and we're really proud of all of her efforts and everything she does for our district.
That's great. Great news there. And hosting a cross-country meet, I'm curious, that probably takes a lot of people to help out with that.
It takes the entire community. Coach Patton, Dennis Charbonneau, and all of their supporters, their volunteers. I know it's probably in the neighborhood of 100 to 150 volunteers to help really put that together. All the people that are in the chute, all the ticket takers, people just running errands and directing traffic. We host for classes 1A, 2A, and 4A. And if you're driving through Wamego on that day, the traffic is backed up. It's hard getting through town, but it really does bring a lot of just a lot of good publicity to the community. They get to see our community, see our wonderful golf course and the golf, the Country Club, Wamego Country Club, is a great partner in that event and hosting that event. And I'm not quite sure how far it goes back, but I'm pretty sure it goes back into the 60s that they've hosted that. They may have had a few years here and there where we did not host it, but for the past 30 plus years, I know we've hosted those classes at Wamego, and yeah, it's a great event for the community.
Excellent. What's some good things going on over at Rock Creek?
Well, we had our first time ever that our girls cross country team qualified for state. Went there, took fourth place. So congratulations to Coach Miller and her athletes. That's a tremendous accomplishment. We recognized our football coach, who's retiring actually at the end of December. Coach Mike Beam has been with Rock Creek and the coach of the Mustangs since the fall of 1992. All but 1 year in the existence of Rock Creek High School, he has been the head coach. Want to wish Mike all the best as he heads off to his next career. He also has been a longtime PE, physical conditioning, weightlifting coach at Rock Creek, and we'll fill that position with a long-term substitute during second semester and look for a full-time staff member later this spring to start next fall. But again, just a big congratulations to Mike on his career as a coach and teacher at the Rock Creek High School.
That's a big change for your football program.
Yes, it is. We've had a lot of other things going on that have just been wonderful. We had our musical put on this last Friday and Saturday night. Kids did a tremendous job. I was at the Friday showing, and we were bringing extra chairs in. It was an overly packed house, so that was great to see, and I think they had a pretty good crowd on Saturday night also. They were very, very flexible. They had a few technical issues and did one of their numbers in the musical a cappella. When they didn't have music, so that was very, very impressive to see that happen and turn out as well as it did in a first time shot. We got speech and debate going on right now, Scholars Bowl. It's a full schedule of events.
Yeah, how important is it to have those types of arts classes and the performances, just to kind of shape the individual minds of every students?
Well, it's very important, and not just at the secondary level, the junior high and senior high. The elementary kids, really the only time that they get to quote unquote show off for the publics during their fall concerts and spring concerts. And we've got Monday and Tuesday night this week, we had our third and fourth grade fall concert at St. George, and packed houses there. And it's fun for the kids to get to show what they are doing.
All right. Now, as I understand, Tim, you guys have done a little bit of that yourself?
We have. We pretty much, like Kevin said earlier, mirroring schedules. We mirror a lot of those events as well. And we did also have our musical this past Friday and Saturday. Had a dinner theater event Friday and Saturday. I attended Friday. And The Little Shop of Horrors was the musical, and it was a fantastic presentation. I know the kids have been putting on a lot of time, a lot of long hours, practicing till 8-9 o'clock at night the last few weeks, and they did a fantastic job. That if you have not seen it, they are showing it again this coming Friday at 7 p.m. and then also Saturday they're doing a little matinee type showing at 2 p.m. on Saturday. But yeah, they do a fantastic job. We also have it's concert season, and like Kevin said, Scholars Bowl is going on for us. Middle school girls basketball and wrestling are nearing the end of their season already, so things are just really flying by with a lot of great opportunities for kids, and it really is important to provide those outside the classroom activities where a lot of the things they learn, the soft skills, those that discipline and teamwork and so forth, just it's hard to duplicate in the classroom, that you can provide those lessons on a football field, a wrestling mat, or in the theater, or with the clubs and organizations. So those are a very important part of the educational process for our students.
All right, let's take our first break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about where you guys are at with your bond projects here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. Stay tuned.